Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our church today. We thank God for keeping us safe up to this day. Thank you, Father. We want to thank you for giving us this life and for keeping us in fellowship as we discuss about your word every day. We hear messages on Wednesdays. We hear messages on Sundays. Our church has been going on even in this stormy time of the pandemic. We thank you, Lord, that we've heard good news that the lockdown is coming to an end, and meaning that we shall come again to worship you in our church. May you be with us, Lord, as we listen to these words from your book each day. Bless us once more, in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank God for keeping us safe up to today. I know some of us have gone through hard times, sicknesses, stories of having lost the loved ones, and so many painful things. But God, you've been with us up to now. Today, I just want to follow a short story about a man of God called Elijah, who was like a supreme prophet. Elijah had fought a great war with the prophets of Baal and killed them all. And him and other prophets were being sought for, and some of the prophets were killed by Ahab. So Elijah was on the run. He became a fugitive. He went in the face of God, seeking God. He wanted to reach Mount Horeb, where he would speak to God to help him. He went right into the wilderness for a day, and he became so weary and tired, and he found a place where he slept, and he had a deep sleep when the angel of God came to him and touched him and told him to rise up. When he checked beside him was hot food being cooked there in hot coals. Beside the food was a jar of cold water, and he was told by the angel to eat. So he ate this hot food, enjoyed it, and drank water. But although he did that, he was still weary. He slept, had a deep sleep again, and the angel of God came to touch him again and told him to eat, not to sleep, eat. So because he should eat, because he was going to have a long journey to Mount Horeb. It was going to take him 40 days. So Elijah ate, and Elijah started his journey to Mount Horeb. So he walked for all these days to that mountain, and in the mountain he lived in a cave. While he's in the cave one day, the angel told him that God was going to pass by, so he should be waiting to see God. So he went to the entrance of the cave. When he was there, he heard a great noise. This was a whirlwind, a great one. Trees falling, many things happening, a great noise. But he looked for God. God was not in the wind. While he's waiting, he saw earthquake. When the ground was being torn apart, the mountain shaking, all these things happening, terrible ones. But God was not in the earthquake. Still waiting, he saw a great fire coming with all those flames great fire burning. The Bible says that God was not in the fire, but still waiting. He had a gently voice. The gently voice was God. It was not a noisy one. It was not a great one, as the headwind was, as the earthquake was, as the fire was. It was just a still, small voice. That was God. The same voice that created the world was not noisy, but it was the word of God, which was a still, small voice. People, when they pray, they shout. People, when they pray, they want to see things, dramas happening. They want to call upon people to make noise. They want to see people worshiping them as if they are too great. But listen, when God came to Elijah, he was not in the holy wind. When God came to Elijah, he was not a... in the earthquake. When God came to Elijah, he was not in the fire. God came as a still, small voice. Even today, when you pray gently, God answers your prayer. When you make more noise, when you make drama, God doesn't answer you, because God is not in it. God is our lovely God, who is so peaceful, who is so quiet, who does things with power. He has no noise. The children of God who worship God must know that God is not in the noise, but God is in the peaceful scenario. This happened to Elijah. Then, how do we view God today? Many people are filling the churches because there are those people who are call themselves men of God, and these people try to draw attention to themselves by whom they call themselves. Some they say they are wonderful prophets, some they say they are wonderful apostles, some they say they are men of God. Elijah never called himself a man of God. But Elijah was a servant of God. He was so humble. He was so listening to God than listening to himself, as today's prophets do. Elijah was a man of God. When you are a person of God, you see God will come in a special way to you. He's not in the noise. He is not in the dramatic fire. He is not in the dramatic earthquake. God is a still, small voice. Have you spoken to God? Have you seen the results of the responses of God? When you speak to him faithfully, God answers you. Doubtlessly, God answers you. Even Jesus Christ warned that there are those people who will go roam the streets, wear certain clothes so that people can draw their attention to them, so that they think they are holy, they think they have got the word of God. But Jesus said, when you pray, you get into your house, close it, pray to God who is in secret, lofty places. He's going to answer your prayers. This statement is so wonderful. Contrary to what is happening today in various clubs, churches, fellowships, people who are showy, people who come with the various activities to prove that God is with them, and they have drawn the attention of so many people who are foolish, who are following them today, and these people are lost. Let me tell you that God was not in the headwind. God was not in the earthquake. God was not in the fire. But God spake as a still, small voice. The same voice that created the heaven and the earth, that created all the things which are in the world, this gentle voice, in the same voice which was heard by Elijah right in the mountain Horeb that day. Those prophets who were shouting of Baal, they were carrying many things. They were crying to God, their God. But nothing happened. They failed to have responses from their God. But Elijah spoke to the Supreme God with just one sentence of a word, and the things happened. My friends, today with a great experience that we've seen a pandemic crashing the world, and we've seen many people dying, heard many people are sick in hospitals, and this is a pandemic. We should not fear, but we should move closer to God. We should cling to God, regardless of all these things. God loves us. If we tell him our story of where it is painful, God will heal us. If we tell him our story where it itches, God will scratch us. So I want to draw your attention today to Elijah, and I'm inviting you to come to God faithfully. I'm inviting you to come to the faithful God, to the peaceful God, to the God who has things happening, to the God who is not noisy, to the God who is not terrible when he comes, to the God of love, the God who listens, the God who comes as a humble human being. This is our God, the God we are worshiping today. Elijah, the man of God, the prophet, who even didn't die, but was taken up to heaven because he walked with God, because he saw God, he saw wonders of God. He was fed by angels. He was fed by God himself, food made by his side, by God to feed him. Who am I to be fed by God? Remember when the psalmist David, when he said that you make a breakfast in front of my enemies. This is exactly what God did to Elijah when he made this food, this jar in the wilderness of water, and Elijah ate. This is what David had to say about this God you are worshiping today. He is the provider, he is the supplier. He is everything to us, regardless of all these noises and the greatness the people show themselves up. God is a peaceful God. We need to trust him. We need to worship him. We need to be truthful to him. If we are like that, he will feed us. If we are like that, he will heal us. If we are like that, he will answer our prayers for everything that we need. We don't need to shout and go around and do this and that. But the man of God went to Mount Horeb, and he was in the cave. Even the birds could not see him, but only the angel said, God will pass by. My friends, God will pass by, but are you going to recognize God? If God is not a noisy one, maybe you are not going to recognize him. If God is not a fire, maybe you are not going to recognize him. Because you are looking for a certain God, the God who is fake. That is the devil. The devil is so fake because he comes with some fake miracles to show himself that he is God. Brothers and sisters, I wish you all the good days. As you know that we are in the British summer, the real one, from Friday, Saturday, and today. It's been very hot. People are enjoying themselves in the beaches. People are enjoying this sun. People are really happy to hear the story of the good news. When the Prime Minister announced this, that the lockdown is going to end, maybe this week. So many pastors are preparing churches that we are doing the same as well, that we are coming to church so that we can come together and enjoy ourselves. Thank God that we are alive. Thank God that He has blessed us. We are who we are because of God. May God bless you today and bless His word. A still, small voice. God is not in the whirlwind. God is not in some dramas like the earthquake. God is not in some dramas like the fires. God is a gently voice, or a still, small voice. May God bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.